Blog Talk Radio.
Out here on the road,
Yeah, baby. So that was Dave Tollefer from Men at Large. For all those that don't know, get in tuned with him. He's definitely, definitely doing his thing, and that is actually one of my favorite songs. So I just wanted to start off something dedicated to kind of like you, but me too at the same time. So I'm really, really excited about today's show. And the reason being is because we have two of our new latest family members in tuned with us at 3:50 and 4 p.m. And Diva J is going to be starting off with Diva Got the J on Gossip. And then Altitude and Diva J will be joining us at 4 p.m. to give us the locker room. So for all those who have any questions, any concerns, comments on the latest and the greatest of all the happenings in sports, feel free to tune in, and also feel free to dial in at 818-495-6975. The good things about these shows and why I love Block Talk on that this particular level is because if you don't make it live, you can definitely check us out on demand. So feel free to access us on this channel whenever you guys have the time to do so. But there's no time like the present. So when we air, you guys should be definitely in tuned. So shout out to the new additions on the family level, and definitely shout out to Diva J and Altitude that will be all tuned in right now, and not right now, but in a few. So I just wanted to kind of give a little breakdown of everybody who's going to be joining the team. And for all those that don't know, the Intune website is the intuneshow.com. You could definitely check us out there and click on Meet the Family. And we have, Back to the Bases with Dawn DePhillips. That's going to be launching on the 26th. We have Kay Bookman, The Power Hour, which is going to be on the 13th, launching on the 13th. We have Altitude, The Locker Room. So for all those that have questions and concerns and are camera shy and don't want to call in or don't want to use our interactive chat room that is live during every show, then feel free to email them at tnstheLockerRoom@gmail.com. Pretty simple, huh? So that's a joint account by Diva J and Altitude, so feel free to send both of them your comments, questions, and concerns on sports via email. And, I'm looking for some juicy stuff to come back from you guys that they could read on the air, because Miss P is falling back after they come on, and I'm going to be like the moderator of things. I'm going to be answering your calls. I'm going to be letting them know if there's any things going on in the chat room so they can stay in tune with that while they broadcast the happenings of sports across the world. So I'm excited, and I think that this will definitely open me up to sports, because anyone who knows me knows that I hate sports. I have no remote interest in them, but I thought it would be cool, and so this is where we are, and this is what we're doing, so yay. We also have Diva J, which, again, she's on Diva Got the J in the Locker Room. We have Empower My Love with Natasha Finley, which will be starting on the 23rd at 3 p.m. We have our intern/volunteer coordinator, and she came up with this brilliant idea about your basically like 15 minutes of fame. So basically she's going to be scouting out people on Facebook and Twitter that she feels is noteworthy of coming on the show, and then we're going to bring them on for 15 minutes to show us, what they're working with. So I've decided to call that segment Your Time to Shine. So basically, stay in tune with that, and you can go to our website again to reference all the segments and things of that nature. We have our teen host, Miss Sienna J, which I'm also very excited about, because I think that anyone who's a parent or just anyone in general that pay attention to the ways of the world, that, we really need to reach out to our teens and start trying to gravitating back to that element of family, that closeness, knowing where your kid is, knowing what's on your kid's mind. We're going to be talking about a slew of different diverse topics that's related to kids. And what is better than having someone that is a teen herself come on and kind of deliberate for the teens and kind of be that voice for the teens? So we definitely want you guys to tune in September 7th at 6 p.m. for that. That's going to be exciting for all those that, have any questions or concerns or any topic ideas for Sienna J. Just definitely give her an email at teens_intuned@aol.com. And I'm sure my little sissy will be getting right back to you guys. We also have on deck Lyrix, which is our music coordinator, and sometimes she guest hosts. She's an amazing individual. I love her, love her, love her to pieces. And right now we're working on a few promos for music, so definitely get in tune with her by email at music@theintuneshow.com. So that basically summarizes. You guys know that Dr. Sue is definitely in tune every 2 weeks and has been a family member first and foremost, and Lady Twinkles, which we'll have back on the show at some point this time in September. So I'm just excited about all the growth and where the show is going and things of that nature. And it kind of takes a lot off of me because I know you guys get tired of, you know, hearing me talk all day. I want to give a shout-out to Phoenix Star 9. She took the time to, you know, interview me yesterday. So for all those who are interested in the little things that I have to say, you can definitely check that out at phoenixstar9online.com. And yours truly will be, you know, telling a little bit about myself. We're going to follow up with a part two. We didn't really scratch the surface of all the things about Miss P, but we definitely will keep you guys in tune to the follow-up to that. That was actually my first interview, and I've been behind the scenes for a little bit now. I was kind of excited, but I kind of feel how people feel when I'm grilling them. So is it something that I will do all the time? No. I'd rather be the one doing the you know, grilling. So without all of this, you know, monotony of talking, I'm just going to play another track that I felt resonated with me today, but I just wanted to start off with all the awesomeness of the family. And, of course, Phoenix Star 9 is a member of the family. She is not a worker. She is not, you know, someone who's just random and, you know, just supports the Intune show. She's actually a business owner of several businesses. So if you guys are not in tune with her, definitely check her out and the things that her company provides for people. So we're business partners and we work with each other, for each other, and around each other 24/7 to embetter, you know, not embetter, but better, excuse me, ourselves and our, you know, a brand. So I just wanted to put that out there because some people are under the impression that she is actually, you know, my assistant or she's just some random person. No, she's actually a business owner doing her own, holding her own, that supports the Intune show as I support Phoenix Star 9 online and all her other amazing projects that she has going on. So I just wanted to take the time to put that out there because I need you guys to understand the difference between someone who's, you know, my assistant. You know, she would have gray hair if she was my assistant because I'm too much. So Phoenix Star 9 has no gray hair, so we know that she's not the assistant, okay? So I'm going to play another track. And I want to give a shout-out really, really quick to C.R. Bundy because, you know, he's been working on some drops and stuff. He came up with a little something, but he guaranteed that he will submit to us a track every week. So I'm definitely looking forward to that, and I'm going to hold him to that. So he better not play himself. Yeah, you heard it. I said it. Play himself. So let's play something that, you know, I like. And this one is Mr. Melody. It's called Wine. Enjoy.
Did you see that? Mr. Melody. The one you got. Turn up, turn up.
The whole bottle tilted back. Louboutin boots with the silver latch. Gingerbread girl, she's hard to catch. Gasolina, Domina, I've got the match. Yeah, I've got the match. Eye contact on the bar, she's snatched. Leader, mama rockin', those the younger man, I got like a gun, but they ain't working on ya. Dancing up on her, and I know that she wanna back it up. That these dudes wanna tail up her, and I work up a steam, turn a cup in a sauna, and you're sitting there wishing you and me with a mama. No one need a number when I know that I'm gonna get out in the parking lot, hope in the Hummer.
Why you want to go low? Then why don't come on?
Girl, I wasn't, but I'm sitting down now.
Well, listen, I heard that Trey Songz slapped the Kardashian brother over Miss P.
Girl, you better hush your mouth.
No, I'm telling you the truth. And speaking about the Kardashians, I heard that Kanye West went Kim Kardashian to change his features to look more like Miss P.
No, he don't. He for that Amber Rose work, girl.
I guess so.
Oh, no, no, no.
I guess so. I said Baldy is the new weave. But anyway, I heard Miss P is getting a breast implant.
Girl, she need to do something with some things. I'm telling you the truth.
I tell you. Why are we talking about Miss P? I heard one of the strippers that she thinks her radio show is the number one blog talk radio show.
No, she don't think that, honey.
I mean, I swear, because I only listen to her show, like, all the time, but it's not that good.
It's really not. I mean, I listen to it on demand, and I catch it when I can catch it live, but really, Miss P, number one.
Number one. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Where do you get your gossip? Get into Friday nights with Into Gossip.
Yeah, so guys, that's not going to be, you know, Divas J gossip drop for next week, but this is what I had in the works at the time before I knew Diva J was going to be our gossip girl. So basically, we're working on something for Diva J, and it's going to be exciting. So next week, we'll have it in tune. I just wanted to play something so you kind of got, you guys will know, like, going forward on the shows, that it will have a drop for gossip, and, you know, for each segment, there will be a drop, so to speak. So that's how you know the person's about to come on. So thank you, CR Bundy, for that drop. So without further ado, let's bring on Diva J. How you doing today, beautiful?
Hey, boo, how are you?
Doing well. Just really, really anxious to, you know, hear everything you have to tell us.
Well. There's a lot to talk about today. So, like, I think that a lot of drama happened because they knew I was going to get my own show. So it's just a lot going on. This week, people getting free checks. I mean, $20 million checks. You know, reunion shows happening, reality shows coming back, and people on Dateline. So, you know, on Nightline. So I guess I'll start with Miss Evelyn. If a lot of people aren't familiar with Evelyn, she's basketball wife. Technically, she's not a wife. Just want to make sure everybody understands that. She's not a wife, but she is on the Basketball Wives reality TV show. And recently, on July 4th, she married football player at the time who was a New England Patriot, Chad Johnson. And they recently got into an altercation where headbutting went down and Chad was arrested and released from his team all within a weekend. How you get fired on your day off is still beyond me. But, you know, it happens. So, needless to say, Evelyn broke her silence on Friday, and she had an interview on Nightline in which, you know, a lot of people are saying that this is a different side of Evelyn that they haven't seen. A lot of people are commenting that, you know, she's just trying to get more money. She recently signed a deal to have her own TV show on VH1. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole story plays out. Chad Johnson could be looking up to a year in jail for the headbutting accident. So, you know, I'm going to lift him up because of things like that. Kim Kardashian got a free check again this week. She settled her case with Old Navy. If you're not aware, Old Navy had a Kim Kardashian lookalike last year in one of their ad campaigns. And Kim Kardashian decided to sue them. And this week she won her suit and she got a nice, pretty fat check. Also with Kim Kardashian, she must have wrote somebody in Hollywood about getting her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and she was denied because she did not meet the criteria. Reality stars cannot have a Hollywood star, but I'm trying to understand why Kim Kardashian would want a Hollywood star or what she has done of relevance that could make her want a Hollywood star. We welcome T.I. and Tiny back to reality television. We have definitely missed their presence. Basketball Wives LA will be starting on September 10th. Scary Movie is about to have auditions in Atlanta for Scary Movie number 5. They said that Kevin Hart is set to play in this movie, to star in this movie, Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan. So if you're out there and you think you can, you got what it takes to be an extra in the movie or to star in the film, they're holding auditions in Atlanta. So check that out if you're looking to be a part of a movie. Last but not least, Love & Hip Hop. Okay, many of us watch the Love & Hip Hop show all season long, and we recently just saw the reunion show. Now, it's a lot of controversy about the show. No offense, but I think I lose my IQ every time I watch the show. I think a dose of my IQ really goes down every time I watch the show because I'm so into it that I'm yelling at the screen. And I really wish some people would speak English, but I really don't think that that's going to happen anytime soon. So, you know, ESL classes might benefit one or two of the stars on the show so that they can learn how to speak English properly. But needless to say, part 2 of the reunion show will be on tomorrow, and I'm sure all of us are going to watch it, and we're going to laugh, and I think everybody is anxiously awaiting what next season has to hold, because this little love triangle between Mimi Joplin and Stevie J is really kind of, it's really interesting. But, you know, part 2 of the reunion show comes on tomorrow, so, you know, I'm sure a lot of us can't wait to see that. And I really think that a lot of people are anxious to see the new L.A. Basketball Wives, as Miss Jackie is returning back to the show. I think a lot of viewers anticipated her not being a part of the show because of, you know, her bipolarness. I know that's not a word, but I'm going to say bipolarness from last season. Anticipate Drea being a very big player this year. She was the underdog last year, but I think that Drea's team has gotten larger. I think that more people are going to learn to respect her. Although, I mean, I thought that she was one of the best so-called actresses on the TV show. But, you know, I'm anxious to see how her and Jackie are going to get along this year, because it seems like it's going to be either Team Drea or Team Jackie. So, you know, a whole bunch of things went on this week.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you said a mouthful, and I know none of them. That's the crazy thing. So that's why I'm so thankful to you, Diva J, because you got the juice, you know, and you keeping me in tune, because I don't know who any of those people are except Kim Kardashian.
You don't know who Kevin Hart is, girl. You better learn to follow me with chocolate drop.
Okay, I better learn today, huh? Because you know what it is? I don't watch TV. So I don't know what's happening. So, yeah, so this is so beautiful, and I really appreciate that insight, and we look forward to next week to see what you come up with. So we're going to have Altitude on in, like, 2 seconds. And, again, people, if you guys want to call in and talk to Diva J and Altitude on the locker room, you could definitely dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live. I'm not going to be on scene. This is their segment, so it's their show. I'll be answering calls if you guys call in, and I'll be reading the chat room while they deliberate. So without further ado, let's get this drop one so we can see what CR Bundy came up with, and then bring Altitude on. Exciting.
5-4. Lynn for the win. Got it.
You are now in tune to the locker room with Diva J and Altitude.
Yay! So that's dope to me.
It was. I love
so,
that.
So Diva J
that
and Altitude.
Crazy,
right, exactly. So I'm excited because I want you guys to know right here, right now, that I'm going to give you the floor, is that you guys are family, and I want you guys to know the reason why I'm, you know, like, hey, send me this, send me that, is because I want you guys to know that you are part of how this whole system is going to start going forward, and I wanted to dedicate a drop to every one of you to show my appreciation with your guys' names on it, because this is not just my show, it's our show, so we should treat it as such. So without further ado, guys, welcome Diva J and Altitude on the locker room on the Intune show. I'm out of here, guys. Go ahead, guys. Do your thing.
All right.
That was sweet.
It was, wasn't it? I feel so,
it
was wow.
Sweet.
Okay. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. I was listening to the J with Diva, and it was crazy. And you were so energetic, and I was just hoping that I could be like you. You know what I mean? You had the facts. You had your own little input on the facts. It was great. It's awesome. How you doing?
I'm awesome. Thank you for the compliment. You know that, and ladies and gentlemen, that was a real compliment. So yeah, everybody knows that. No, it wasn't staged. It was real. You know, but he has his flair. He got his little sports flair. We gonna combine our enthusiasm with sports together. It's great to get a feel of a female's point of view, as it is to get a male's point of view, especially in sports. So it's a very exciting day.
As you know, today is our inaugural show. That means this is the first one, first episode of The Locker Room with Diva J and Out to Do, only on the Intune show. Today we're going to go through a couple of great sports highlights. You're going to get our input on it and our own flavor, as well as the questions we have in from email and Twitter and Facebook. Without further ado, Diva J.
Well, you know, first, you know, what we would like to do, since this is our inaugural show, you know, the kickoff, we're going to actually introduce ourselves. My name is Diva J, and I do a lot. I'm a writer. As you know, I also have my other segment on the Intune show with Diva's Got the J for Celeb Gossip. And, you know, avid music lover, avid sports lover, you know, you can follow me on Twitter at Diva J with D-I-V-A-H underscore J. So I'm going to let Mr. Altitude introduce himself.
Absolutely. You can also follow me on Twitter at Altitude. That's real easy, just like you spell Altitude, but with a D. That's A-L-T-I-D-U-D-E. I am also an avid music and sports fan. Tuned in to a lot of sports yesterday. Got a lot of good news for you guys today, and hope you like it.
Okay. So, you know, welcome back to college football. So let me first start off, and I know he's going to not like what I'm about to say. Whoa.
So good.
Understand?
No way.
Hide. You know, I'm not even going to give the score. I'm not even going to give the score. And the reason that I'm not going to give the score is because it is such an embarrassment to sports, college football. I mean, honestly, you know, I'm really going to say, did Michigan come to play? Because.
Listen. Last night just proved that the SEC is head and shoulders above the rest of the country. Obviously, mm-hmm. I sat down in my chair. I had a nice mm-hmm. drink. I had mm-hmm. some chips, you know. And by the time the first quarter was over, chips were all over the floor. My drink was spilled. I was distraught. Alabama really took it to my Wolverines early on and never really let up. Final score ended up being 41-14 in favor of Alabama.
Ooh.
But I thought some good things from Michigan. You know, we rebuilding. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna take some time. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Last night, so
back,
I'm just taking it. The last night wasn't a part of the rebuilding. It was practice. Was it practice?
Listen,
it looked like a practice game to me. From my point of view, in watching the game, it looked like a practice game. It looked like it looked like they were in Michigan at their practice field. And Alabama said, all right, let's take it to them. Roll.
Listen. Well, first of all, Alabama is the defending national champion, all right?
Mm.
They were expected
mm-hmm.
to win. You know,
yes.
they didn't do nothing special. They did what they were supposed to do.
Right.
Michigan is in a rebuilding phase. In 2 years, they're not going to want to see it. It's just that
right.
simple. And you
right.
can laugh now because I understand that you are an Ohio State fan. In Ohio State, in their first game under new head coach, they actually pulled out the win, and lucky for them, but they got to see Michigan at the end of the year, and that's not going to be
fine. Which is fine. We completely understand that. But, you know, you and I had this discussion yesterday about Alabama and Michigan. And, you know, I told you I was going to say, well, but see, I wanted to avoid the score telling. I didn't want to reveal what the score was because it was completely embarrassing. But, you know, you did it for me. So, you know, with that said, you know, roll tag.
Today is the roll tide day, you know.
It's a roll tag kind of day. I have to give another score, and this is for my team. What you don't see a lot when people give the scores is HBCU scores. And I graduated from HBCU. I have nothing but HBCU pride. And HU took it to Morehouse yesterday with the second annual Nation's Classic, with the score being 31-10. So got to give it up to the HU playing at the RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C. yesterday. So, you know.
Absolutely.
Got to shout it out for home.
Absolutely. In other sporting news, since, you know, Diva J had to out me with the whole Michigan thing in Alabama. I guess it's only right. It's only right that I give the score her favorite team's game, which is Ohio State, for those who didn't know. Final score of the Ohio State versus Miami of Ohio game was 56-10 in favor of the Buckeyes. New head coach Urban Meyer looks like he's done a great job in the offseason getting these guys, you know, focused and ready to play. However, as we all know, at the end of the season, they're going to have to see my Wolverines, and we're licking our wounds, but ready to lay the smack down on Ohio State any day.
I mean, it's all good. We can't wait to see y'all. I mean, it's a tradition for Ohio State and Michigan to see each other, so that's all good. We can handle y'all. Rebuilding or not, this will not be a practice game. You understand? All right. This is like you took it to Miami. It wasn't a practice game. It was real life.
Miami of Ohio is not a real college team. That's like lining up and playing H.D. Woodson high school team. You know what I mean? Like,
however,
they don't get too much credit for
being
Miami of Ohio.
If they want to put themselves up there to go against Ohio State, even if they are a high school squad, they still got taken care of with the 56-10. They still got taken care of with the college team. So, you know, Michigan, I don't know, maybe y'all need to take it back to y'all home field, you know, think about some things a little bit, you know, and, you know, next time when y'all see Alabama, then, you know, it might be Wolverine City, but right now it's so roll tide.
Absolutely. Moving on just a little bit. The number one team in the nation, USC Trojans, took care of business, beating Hawaii 49-10. As you know, USC is actually bowl eligible this year, and if they happen to make it to the national championship game, they would be able to play in it. Last year, and I believe the year before, they were suspended. They had some NCAA sanctions for the whole Reggie Bush Heisman thing. But they are actually eligible to participate in the bowl championship series this year. So big shout out to USC. Absolutely. I don't like them, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have to give the score, but, you know, clearly.
Yeah. Of course.
Go ahead.
In college football, number 3 LSU took care of business as well, beating UNT 41-14. That was also a disgusting looking game.
I used to like LSU until he's not my friend, but he's a family friend, and I know him because he went to Princeton High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. His name was Spencer Ware. He was one of the star football players last year, and some logistics happened, and he's no longer on the squad, so LSU.
LSU also suspended star defensive back Taryn Matthews, so you know, they've clearly got some extracurricular activity going on down there. Hopefully they can, you know, right the ship a little bit and keep players on the team.
Hopefully, just get the stuff together. Just get it together.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So we're going to switch it up. Congratulations and hand claps for Ms. Serena Williams, who will advance to the round four of the U.S. Open. And,
Absolutely. You know,
sorry for Venus, who actually lost on Friday. But, you know, Venus won in the Olympics, and, you know, Venus is one strong chick. So, you know, hopefully she wins the U.S. Open this year. After last year, it was a very hard struggle for her dealing with health issues, but she really came back strong. So congratulations and kudos goes out to her.
Absolutely.
The NFL preseason is now over, which is an
that
awesome
means real football is back.
Exactly. Preseason is cute, you know, a little high school football, a little kick here, a little punt there. But it's really time to see what some of these teams are made of, and I can't wait. The season kicks off on the 5th with Dallas and the New York Giants. So for all you Cowboy fans, you know, I wish you all the best this year. You know, hopefully you guys will get y'all acts back together and really start playing football like y'all know how. And, you know, hopefully the Giants don't take care of y'all like I think they will. But, you know, I think a lot of people are very excited to see NFL comes back. You know, no offense.
Absolutely.
You know, sports seasons just seem dry without football and basketball. It's like the summer season is really, like, desert-ish. You know, baseball is really cute, and we'll talk about that later. But, you know, it's something about the football and the basketball. You know, people really seem to get hyped and, you know, excited about football. So, you know, the 5th is going to start off the season. You know, a lot of teams are being looked at this season. I know that my team, Cincinnati Bengals, who they is going to look really good. You know, this season coming off their high last year after a lot of traumatic things happened with their quarterback leaving, Mr. Carson Palmer, and also Chad Johnson.
Join my team, by the way.
Excuse me?
The Oakland Raiders. Carson Palmer left the Bengals, those losers, to join the winning team, the Oakland Raiders. We're back on track, just to let you know. We plan to make the playoffs. But, again, if I can just backtrack just a little bit. Serena Williams got through to the 4th round of the U.S. Open, the last major of the season for tennis. Can I tell the people how big a fan I am of Serena Williams? Like, it's a different kind of fanship, too, you know. Like, I appreciate all that she does on the court. That's great. You know, she wins a lot. Great. But I like her sense of fashion. And when I say fashion, it is the way she wears her tennis outfit is special. You know what I mean?
Hold on. Disclaimer. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea where this conversation is about.
I won't lead y'all too far off topic here. But I'm just saying, we need more women like Serena Williams, and I see Kay Bookman in the chat room is on the right track. Just a little bit though. Like I'm not jumping out there. I'm just saying that she looks good winning. That's all.
Okay, you know, kudos to her. You know, the lady. You know, a lot of us, like, you know, big strong men. So I'm gonna take a little bit. You know, a lot of us like, you know, big strong men. So, you know, when we see football players and basketball players, you know, tall drinks of water. You know, some people like, you know,
tall
men. You know, especially if you're short. So, you know,
I don't like where this is going.
It's fine. It's good. You know, we put it like this. Just as much as you like a woman in uniform, we love men in uniform too. Because what Serena wears generally is a uniform, though, right? Her tennis outfit is a uniform, just like football player wears his uniform. So in a nutshell, you like a female in uniform, just like women like men in uniform.
Absolutely. You're right. Now, Now, let me get your thoughts on the first game of the NFL season, which, like you said, is going to be the Dallas Cowboys against the New York Giants in New York, I believe, right?
Correct.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that game? How do you see that playing out?
You know, Dallas in the past couple of years has really disappointed. Tebow is no longer on the team. So that's, you know, another thing to rebuild. That's another rebuilding move and step for them. Just like with the Washington Redskins, RG3 is a rebuilder for them, you know, coming off of some, you know, terrible games and losses of the past couple of years. But the Giants have pretty much held their own. So I really see the Dallas. I really see that Dallas is really going to succumb to the Giants. I believe that the Giants are going to, you know, go on to victory, and I believe that they're going to kill it.
Okay. I think this is my opinion. By the way, Tebow played for Denver last year. People, ladies and gentlemen, just a small typo there. But I think that Dallas has something to prove, more so than just about any team in the league. And I'm not a Dallas fan, by the way. In fact, they may be at the bottom of my favorite teams list in sports, period. But being that I have to be objective and I have to be unbiased, Dallas has a lot to prove. They've got a lot of weapons. And Romo looked like he was on fire this preseason. Now, I know it's just the preseason, and we shouldn't put much stock in it, but he didn't look bad at all. In fact, looked very good. That being said, I do believe that the New York Giants are going to beat the Dallas Cowboys in that inaugural game of the NFL season.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not inaugural. I'm just running away with the word inaugural. I like it. I like how it sounds.
I love that.
I agree with that.
You know, and other, you know, sports news, the MLB is soon to be closing in. And, you know, playoff potentials are looking kind of interesting. As of right now, the Cincinnati Reds are ahead of any other squad. Whoop, whoop, shout out.
Yes, big shout out to the Reds. I love the Reds.
Yeah, like they're ahead of anybody else playing in the MLB this year. And they're definitely going to clinch their own division. They are 10 games ahead of the Cardinals. So I really think that they're going to take it home. I really think that they are World Series contenders this year, which is good because they really haven't been. I'm very surprised at teams such as the Braves. I'm very surprised at, you know, them and how they're handling business. And I'm also surprised at the Yankees. The Yankees have really thrown me for a loop, I would say, in the past 2 years. Very big loop. Very interesting how the game has really changed for the Yankees, who have been, you know, serious World Series winners. So, you know, the game is really changing. Some coaching has been rearranged throughout the MLB this year. So, you know, who do you think is going to be some good playoff contenders this year for MLB?
Well, like you, the two teams you just mentioned, for sure, the Yankees, right there, sharing the same spot in the sports world for me with Dallas Cowboys at the bottom. But right now they're definitely on top of their game, on top of the American League East right now, leading Baltimore by, I believe, 3 games. And this is why I have a problem with the Yankees, just to let the people know here. I feel like the Yankees try to buy the World Series every year. You know what I mean? They go out and they spend $1 billion to bring in the best players, and I feel like they just try to buy it every year. On the flip side of that coin, though, you have the Cincinnati Reds, who are doing it the right way, coming up through you know, the minor leagues. They brought players from the minor leagues, and right now they're just on fire, and they're playing great baseball, and I definitely think that Cincinnati Red, New York Yankees World Series would not surprise me. But that being said, right here in the nation's capital, the Washington Nationals are playing very good baseball.
Yeah, they are. Shout out to the Nationals. Very surprised with their record this year. Because, you know, generally, I mean, Washington sports, they ain't the best. It's just gonna, you know, not biased, just saying they ain't the best.
Right.
They really did come up, you know, this year in baseball. They're actually number two in the league altogether. It goes Cincinnati, and then it goes straight to the Washington Redskins. So it's going to be really interesting to see how a lot of this stuff plays out, and who's going to win, and, you know, who's going to make it to the World Series. I think that whoever makes it to the World Series is not a team that people are going to anticipate actually going. So it's going to be really, really interesting.
What do you think about obviously, let's talk about the Reds and what that means to the state of Ohio right now. You know, as everybody knows, a couple of years ago, LeBron James decided to take his talent to South Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, the hopes of Ohioans for getting a professional championship in the state. But now the Reds are kind of, you know, bringing that fire back for people in Ohio, and they're really excited about it. Of course, my family is from Ohio. I talk to them often. They're really excited about the Reds. And also, let me throw in the Bengals as well, because they're playing they played some good football last year, and hopefully they can continue that.
I think that what it means to Ohio, being a native of Ohio, I think that it's been so much criticism and negativity as far as sports teams go in general. We generally don't, you know, speaking, don't have the best squad, whether it's baseball, football, or basketball. And, you know, sometimes it could be a lot of shade thrown our way, you know. But as a state, we're rebuilding the sports teams. I know I can speak for Ohio, for Cincinnati. You know, Marvin Lewis has been an amazing coach to the Cincinnati Bengals. Some of the records haven't been always the greatest, some of our records have come up and they haven't been the worst. We've run our division at least three times since he's been the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. And even through the turmoil, like the death of Chris Henry, the loss of a quarterback and a wide receiver, for them to have lost the major quarterback and the major wide receiver in 1 year and had two rookies replace these teams, that speaks just nothing but the highest of the coaching and of the players. A.J. Green and Andy showed out last year, being rookies on a squad. They had to step up because two other people stepped out. No offense to either one of the two who stepped out, you know, it was probably one of the best things that had ever happened to the Bengals. As far as the Reds go, the Reds have been the underdogs for quite a while. They had good records, you know, when Griffey was there and when Barry Larkin was on the team. But, you know, things change and things shift, and the direction that they're going right now seems to be the best direction for them. So hopefully they keep up the momentum and they really bask in this ambiance. And a lot of Ohio, you know, Ohio got pride just like anybody else, any other team, you know, go. And as for our division, we are actually very hard division, with the Steelers and with the Ravens. We are a very hard division.
Yes.
And the Cincinnati Bengals, they generally hold their own against those heavy-hitting teams. And for them to hold their own, they don't come in last. You know, either they're second to last, they're third, or they're first. So I think for them to hold their own, you know, the fans just got to keep showing support. The fans poured out support last year. I think that the separation from the other two players who left the team was probably one of the best things to happen to the team, because it avoids the drama of it. As for Cleveland, I mean, I was never a LeBron fan to begin with. It's no offense to him. I was just never a fan. I felt that, you know, his leaving was more Hollywood than it was for the love of the game. Granted, he got a ring. Do I think he deserved it? No. And I don't think that he deserved it, because at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people speak about where they're from and, you know, how they hold their cities and their places down. You abandoned your city and you abandoned your team. So I don't feel like he deserved what he got to go to Miami. It's all well and good to belong to one of the better teams, but at the end of the day, you're selling your soul to belong to a team. So there's a difference. He sold his soul for a ring that could even be taken by an injury, and then you're not one of the greatest. So in a sense, you know, being from Ohio, going to Central State in Ohio, where a lot of Cleveland natives were from, they were in love with LeBron. They loved LeBron not just because he was a good basketball player, because they were hoping that he would get the city recognition with the ring. And what he did was he took his talent to another city to get a ring when his sole purpose was to do it in Cleveland. So I have to say that, you know, in that sense, I don't think that it was worth it. However, you know, I think Ohio sports are emerging through Cincinnati versus Cleveland, because the Cleveland Indians are not that great. Even though the Browns showed promise this year during preseason ain't the regular season. So whatever they show this regular season, that's going to really show you what the Cleveland Browns are made of, because the Bengals and the Reds got it on lock.
Absolutely. I'd like to put out a disclaimer, by the way, if LeBron is listening, just so happened. The thoughts of Diva J are hers and hers alone.
Which is so
and LeBron,
fine.
I do not hate you.
If you listen, please understand, you're going to sell out. Just, you know, just want to put it out there, sell out. Sell out. You know, I'm all for it, you know.
Yeah, Ohio sports are in a great place right now. And shout out Ohio, shout out Cincinnati, Cleveland, Dayton,
yes,
Ohio, if you're listening.
Even college-wise,
yes.
Kent State is amazing. University of Cincinnati is amazing. University of Cincinnati always shows out during basketball season.
Absolutely.
And there also are some great football contenders as well. So, and
yeah,
University
Ohio. Right, Ohio University just beat Big Ten perennial contender Penn State yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
So shout out Ohio
U. University of Toledo is awesome as well.
Absolutely. Let's move on just a little bit. Andy Roddick announced a couple days ago that this would be his last, not only U.S. Open, but his last tennis tournament, and that he would retire at the conclusion of this tournament. Apparently, he doesn't quite want to retire yet, as he is into the fourth round as well, and I believe he is up two sets against Fabio Fognini. Shout out Andy Roddick. He's had a great career. Just couldn't get past that Federer guy, and not too many people could. So shout out Andy Roddick.
Yeah, you know, yeah, big up to him.
Yeah. Also, my Oakland Raiders. Yes, my Oakland Raiders with her old quarterback Carson Palmer will be playing Monday Night Football against the San Diego Chargers in Oakland. We're going to beat them. Don't worry about it. Also, that same night, there's another game on right before we play, actually. Must be some less significant team. You know what I mean? Because there isn't a team more important than the Raiders in the entire NFL, by the way. That includes those Cincinnati Bengals and anybody else you want to throw in there.
what
but no,
the
actually, you're... Huh?
Huh? Nothing. Go ahead.
Your Cincinnati Bengals are playing in Baltimore on Monday. That Monday. That
yes,
same Monday.
We are on the 10th. On the 10th. And I will be in the house. I will be up there with my AJ Green jersey on as we take it home in Baltimore, 295. I will definitely be there. I have my jersey ready to go into Purple Ravens Stadium. I hope to be a standout with my orange and black and white jersey on. So, you know,
oh,
yes, that will be the first opener of the regular season. We will take them out. So shout out to the Bengals.
Shout out to the Baltimore Ravens too, man. Guys like Ed Reed and my man in the middle, Lewis. They've been doing
Ray
it for
Lewis.
A long time.
Yeah,
Ray Lewis.
He's a good player, but boom to the Ravens.
Again, the thoughts of BBJ I have been has been on. I happen to like the Ravens and Ray Lewis.
You cannot like the Ravens and the Bengals and at the same time. You know what? That is such a contradiction.
I don't like the Bengals. I never said I like the Bengals.
You know what? How could you not like your state sports?
Listen, I have no problem. I think Ohio sports are great. I just don't like the team.
It's all good. When
the Ravens
take them home,
I'm a Reds fan.
When the Bengals chews up a Raven, then you know that we already know. You know, it's all good. But you know what? I can't wait for as much as I love NFL. I love NBA. Shout out
me
to
too.
The Boston Celtics. Shout out to the Boston Celtics. Just throw it out. NBA is just around the corner.
Absolutely.
Preseason starts October 6th. You know, can't wait. I'm excited. And, you know, since Mr. Altidore is a Miami Heat fan, it is so fitting in life that the first game that Miami plays is against the Boston Celtics. How fitting is that? Just give me a prediction on the Celtics Heat game, because you know we are the best. We are the best. We have more rings than anybody. So I just say, you know.
Well, I think that's going to be a big game. It's going to be a big game, obviously, because Ray Allen, an ex Celtic, is now a Miami Heat.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I want to see how
I'm happy for you guys.
And Paul Pierce react to that. You know, if you can't beat them, join them. That's obviously the philosophy he took. Went and joined forces with King James and Dwayne Wade and that other guy they got over there.
But I have to say the biggest disappointment for the season for me, I am a diehard Dwight Howard fan. All day. I will never, ever in life be a Lakers fan. I am a Dwight Howard fan. And the biggest disappointment in life is for him to join that purple and gold squad.
I have to agree with you there.
It sickens my stomach. However, when they do come to the Washington Wizards Verizon Center, I will be there front and center to see him play, just like I was when he played the Magic. But to see Kobe sitting next to him is really going to disturb my soul. But it's going to be all right. But the NBA is probably one of my favorite sports. It's like the best game. It's blood, it's sweat, it's tears, it's everything all wrapped up in one. So this is just, I cannot wait for the NBA. What are your predictions for this NBA season?
Well, I'm kind of disappointed, man, because my guy, Derrick Rose, was injured in the first playoff game that the Bulls participated in last year against the Philadelphia 76ers. He tore his ACL, and he probably won't be ready for the start of the season. So big shout-out to Derrick Rose, man. Get well soon. I hope stay in contention without him until he gets back. And it's interesting that you say blood, sweat, and tears, being that you are a Boston Celtics fan, because lately, I'm going to say like the last 2-3 years, they have been crying a lot, you know? I noticed that. There was even a guy bleeding last year. Of course they sweat, but I think sometimes that sweat is that the tears are confused for sweat, and that they their jerseys are actually drenched in tears, especially when they run up against the Miami Heat and company and Chicago Bulls. But, you know,
I wish you going in on my squad just a little bit hard, you know what I'm saying? Because if I'm really not mistaken, the past couple of years, Miami Heat ain't been in that boat either. So, you know, Dwayne Wade, he ain't that young. So, you know, he ain't that young. And if I'm not mistaken, one of the best things I ever seen in my life, and I kid you not, was the year before last when Miami Heat succumbed to the Dallas Mavericks. And Mr. Chris Bosh they were walking away, and he fell to his knees, and he cried. Now, from my point of view, you know, I had to rewind my DVR to make sure that I saw what I saw. He fell to his knees. See, when the Boston Celtics lose, they lose as a team. And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, Miami, he almost basically got swept that year. But, see, when Boston and Miami played this year, they played all the way to Game 7. And Miami, they played well because they won. But, however, it was very shaky series. You guys did not have faith in your Miami Heat because, you know, it went all the way to Game 7. That just proves that the Celtics are a team that really knows how to play the game.
Look,
they don't just lose and give up in Game 4 or 5.
Hey, guys, we got a caller. Okay, I'm going
to put
right on 816. You on the line.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the locker room.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hello.
We good.
How are you? I'm doing good, too. I was listening to y'all and talking about the NBA, and I'm a diehard Lakers fan. I know y'all don't like the purple and gold.
Don't bring
God in this. This up.
Don't bring the Lord in it.
All right. Don't stick the man on us just yet. Don't stick the man on. But listen. Even if we didn't get Dwight Howard, which I'm glad we did, Steve Nash was an upgrade from all the point guards we didn't have in a long time. I just want Kobe to realize that he got a for real playmaker and he don't have to do as much. Just let Steve Nash do the pick and roll and you just sit on that on the side and just wait your turn. So I'm really excited about the NBA because I just want to see how they all mesh together. What are your thoughts about that?
I think you're right that Steve Nash is an upgrade from the point guards that you guys have had recently. However, Steve Nash cannot stay in front of any point guard in the league at this point in his career. I do believe that the Lakers have to be the favorite out west, along with OKC, though. Like, you know, I'm not just going to give it to them because OKC is a young, talented team. And Russell Westbrook will definitely show you why Steve Nash is not elite anymore. And he's going to run circles around that man. But I agree with you. He's definitely a playmaker. He's going to set up Kobe and Dwight and even Pau Gasol. They're not going to have to play as hard as they usually would. I mean, I won't say they won't have to play as hard, but they won't have to work as hard to get open looks and open shots. And, you know, he's definitely an upgrade.
I agree with that. Gasol going to go hard regardless. That's just how he plays. Gasol go hard. That's just in his nature, just like it is for Ron Artest. You know, unfortunately, I really think that they shouldn't have traded Bynum. I liked his play style, but, you know, Steve is older now. But I think he's going to set Kobe up to not have to handle the ball as much. But what I really hope and what I really think is actually going to happen, Kobe is really going to be overshadowed by Dwight. And I really hope that the Lakers understand that. That is one player who really, really, really just goes hard, period. His passion and his love is basketball. Kobe is older, so it's only so much that he has to do to prove himself. And a lot of people are looking at this trade as a Shaq and Kobe trade. They're looking at it like that, like Dwight is the new Shaq. Dwight is not the new Shaq because he can run.
Definitely
he
not.
Can shoot some threes. He's going to run circles. He's going to play his behind off. When at the time, Shaq was good, but Shaq has never been a great three-point shooter, period. Dwight Howard is going to have that on lock. But I really think that Dwight is going to overshadow Kobe's talent, and his talent is going to dwindle. And unfortunately, you know, especially even with Kobe's age, you know, it might not be the best thing, but Steve is going to definitely add something new to the team. But, you know, him and Kobe are older. And Dwight Howard, he's going to run circles around those people. So I really hope that they understand that. If he as long as he stays away from injuries, because he gets injured a lot, and he recently had surgery.
Correct.
The biggest difference, like I said, with Steve Nash, Dwight Howard's going to erase a lot of those mistakes. But not saying that they're going to put the pressure where they're going to let him blow by and let Dwight Howard just block, but Dwight Howard's going to erase a lot of those mistakes in the defense. I'm just looking to see how the defense gel, because now they can be more aggressive knowing that they got a for real shot blocker behind them. And as far as Bynum being traded, I think they traded him because his maturity level wasn't quite right. I mean, what you too big? The coach tell you don't shoot threes, and then on your press conference you say, "Well, I'm gonna shoot the three anyway." The lack of immaturity. I mean, you don't even care what the coach.
Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, you know, that's just a lack of, just shows lack of immaturity. You just don't even care what the, like, we set this play, you just go do what you go do just because you 7 foot and you, they can't. I just think his maturity level just wasn't ready yet.
Right. Because when you play with the Lakers, you have to have Laker pride. You have to have Laker pride when you're playing with the Lakers. The Lakers and the Celtics kind of, and the Miami Heat kind of fall into that bracket that you have to have that pride, because that history is deep. Laker history is deep just as well as the Celtics history is deep, especially with the championships. So the players that come to the squad have to exhibit that Laker-Celtic pride, because otherwise, you know, it's like, what's the point of you being there? You can go play for one, you can go play for the Cavaliers if you want to play like that.
Right, because with them, it's either championship or bust. That's all they play for.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And if Dwight Howard, by the way, hits threes like Diva J says he can hit three, then he is the greatest player in the league. But I definitely agree that the Lakers are a favorite to win the championship, at least to be in the game. You know, OKC, of course, is going to be a tough out. I fully expect Miami without Derrick Rose and the Chicago Bulls to be there again. So it's exciting, man. We might finally get that LeBron James versus Kobe Bryant finals that everybody's been wanting to see. May the best man win. I appreciate your time today, caller, though. You've been great.
Thank you.
It's going to be interesting, Steven. Sure. Thank you for calling.
Wow. We just had a Laker fan. They're all over the place. Laker fans are all over the world. They're taking over.
Which is good. You know, you should always be a fan. You should always be a diehard fan. I just want to be a diehard fan of the Lakers. But, or the Miami Heat. But that's, you know, neither here nor there. I think this was very well today. I think this was like super awesome today.
Listen, it is 4:40. We have 5 minutes left. I'd like to thank everybody that has tuned in today. Obviously, you got to see Miss Diva J show her true colors, and those are clearly Cincinnati home team, the Boston Celtics, and those kind. But, you know, whatever, to each his own. Diva J, as well as myself, we have a bio up on the intuneshow.com. Please go to www.theintuneshow.com. Get to know us a little more. Get to know the host of the Intune Show and our boss, Miss T, Kate Bookman, Lyrical Cutie, Natasha Finley, and Sienna, of course, for the Teens in Tune. Get to know everybody there. You can follow the Intune Show on Twitter. That's at Intuned Show. That's NTUNEDSHOW. You can follow Miss Diva J again at DIVAH_J, myself, Out to Dude, ALTIBUDE, all that on Twitter. Miss Diva J.
I just want to thank, you know, Miss P and, you know, for creating this family. We all support each other. Each person's segment is just as important as anybody else. So, you know, make sure to, if you're tuning in to the sports segment, and even if you're tuning in to my segment, Diva's Got the J, make sure that you check out the whole entire show because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all family. We support each other on Twitter and everybody else, everybody's endeavors. So, you know, we're building a family dynamic. We are shooting to be number one. We're shooting to be the best. We have a lot of talented people. Everybody has different things going on, and we've all come together from our different areas of life to, you know, give you the news and give you the different things that are going on. So, you know, with appreciation, you know, I give to Miss P for creating this dynamic for people to display their talent.
Absolutely, man. Again, big shout out to Miss P. Big, big shout out. In fact, me and Diva are doing the Crazy Can thing. That's what we're doing, right?
I just want to thank you guys. I mean, I enjoyed this show so much. I was over here, like, cracking up, and so was everyone in the chat room. Twitter was going crazy about how good you guys work together, the chemistry, the way you guys dialect is. It's just amazing to me, and I'm over here feeling so overwhelmed with joy because I knew this was the right choice to put you guys together. And I look forward to Sunday because now I think you guys have me starting to be a fan. Maybe I need to go pick a team.
Yes, go get a Raider jersey.
Yes, please take a team and watch the show and watch the sports show so you know what's going on.
Okay, exactly. But I got my babies, you and Altitude, keeping me in tune. So that's what it's all about, guys. I want to give a shout out to the caller again. And, you know, the next time we have one, we'll at least ask his name. So we know who to give a shout out to. So, you know, until next week, guys, tell everybody again, once again, where they can find you. And, you know, we'll just end it from here.
Well, this is Diva J. You can find me on Twitter at D-I-V-A-H underscore. And, you know, follow me. I follow back. You know, chat with me. I'll chat back with you. And, you know, again, you'll find me on the show every Sunday.
Every Sunday at 4. Again, this is Altitude. You can find me on Twitter as well. That's ALTIDUDE. But we really want people to check out the website, www.theintuneshow.com. Get in tune.
Absolutely. And again, give them the email address. So if you guys have any questions, concerns, or comments, or, you know, things that we can read on air, then, you know, hit them both up.
Yes. The email address is tnslockerroom@gmail.com. Again, that's tnslockerroom@gmail.com, just how it's spelled, lockerroom@gmail.com. Also, be sure to call, man. Call 818-495-6975.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you through email, through Twitter, through phone messages. You know, just call us and we'll answer and, you know, we'll reply and make sure you have positive comments.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Diva J, and thank you, Alpha
Dude.
So amazing job. The locker room
thank
is
you.
The best. Have a good day,
all
guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay. So I am so elated. You guys have no idea how happy I am that these guys are the bomb. Oh, my God. I mean, they said so much, I couldn't even keep up with it. But let me tell you, as Kay Bookman and myself said in the chat room, we don't even like sports, but I think I'm going to have to get in tune with that. So I'll definitely tune in every Sunday, 4 p.m., with The Locker Room with Diva J and Altitude. Again, follow them on Twitter. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out to them at tnsthelockerroom@gmail.com. Our next amazing addition to the family would be Sienna J. She will be in tuned on 9/7 at 6 p.m. The topic that we'll be discussing is social media and teens. So for all those who are parents and those who aren't, and their aunties and uncles and things of that nature, I'm expecting all of the adults to come together on this one. We have to really listen to what the teens have to say about this topic, because the one thing that we don't do, we'll talk amongst ourselves as adults, but we never ask our children, well, some of us don't, I should say, what and why and how and, you know, all the good questions that needs to be addressed when it comes to social media. As you guys know, the internet is a very, very vast world. And with that being said, that just means that it reaches all across the globe, and we never know without who our children are interacting with and so on and so forth, you know, when they're going through depression and things of that nature. So I think that this is an excellent topic to start the teen segment off with, and I truly, truly hope that I have you guys' support, because I'm trying to take this into the schools, essentially. I'm trying to take this worldwide where teens are getting in tuned, and it's basically, it's not really the teens getting in tuned. It's really and getting the parents in tune, getting families involved, getting the communities involved with each other. Because when something happens, we're always first to say, oh, it don't have nothing to do with me. It ain't my child. This, that, and the third. But the fact remains is that we're all family. Although we have separate names, we may all look alike and think differently, we have a lot of similarities. And when God made one, he made us all. So in my mind, if something's happening in the community with my child, is happening with your child, then your child is my child, and it should be vice versa. So I'm looking for all of the support from all the adults out there to come together on this segment and get in tune from a teen's perspective of social media. Until tomorrow, babies, you guys have a good night. And if you're going to be out there barbecuing, please bring me some food, because Ms. P is going to be in the office working. Again, you can find us on the website, which is as simple as theintuneshow.com. On our Meet the Family page, we have all our amazing segments and all our amazing family members up there for you guys to take a gander at. We have prizes. We have giveaways going on this month, so I hopefully somebody be calling in to win those things. So without further ado, I'm getting out of here, guys, because I need to find something to eat. But I do appreciate you guys tuning into the Locker Room. If it's your first time tuning in, I hope it's not your last. And if you are continuously supporting the Intune Show at all times, we appreciate and we love you. Have a good Sunday, guys, and stay in tuned. Ripper.